O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Make me to know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. Psalm 44. Rise up, O Lord, to help us. We have heard with our ears, O God, our forebears have told us, all that you did in their days, in times of old. How with your hand you drove out nations and planted us in, and broke the power of peoples and set us free. For not by their own sword did our ancestors take the land, nor did their own arm save them. But your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you were gracious to them. You are my King and my God, who commanded salvation for Jacob. Through you we drove back our adversaries. Through your name we trod down our foes. For I did not trust in my bow. It was not my own sword that saved me. It was you that saved us from our enemies and put our adversaries to shame. We gloried in God all the day long and were ever praising your name. But now you have rejected us and brought us to shame, and go not out with our armies. You have made us turn our backs on our enemies, and our enemies have despoiled us. You have made us like sheep to be slaughtered, and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a pittance, and made no profit on their sale. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those that are round about us. You have made us a byword among the nations. Among the peoples they wag their heads. My confusion is daily before me, and shame has covered my face. You have made us a byword among the nations. Among the peoples, they wag their heads. My confusion is daily before me, and shame has covered my face. At the taunts of the slanderer and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and avenger, all this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you and have not played false to your covenant. Our hearts have not turned back, nor our steps gone out of your way. Yet you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we have forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to any strange god, will not God search it out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. But for your sake are we killed all the day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Rise up, why sleep, O Lord? Awake, and do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face, and forget our grief and oppression? Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly cleaves to the earth. Rise up, O Lord, to help us, and redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love. Rise up, O Lord, to help us. Let us pray. In the darkness of unknowing, when your love seems absent, draw near to us, O God, in Christ forsaken, in Christ risen, our Redeemer and our Lord. Amen.
In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be raised up above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines, and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid.
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. O Lord our God, grant us grace to desire you with our whole heart, that so desiring we may seek and find you, and so finding may love you, and so loving may hate those sins from which you have delivered us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God grant to the world justice, truth and peace. Amen.